This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Salam Nerds Podcast. We do reviews and recaps of your favorite reality TV shows. Our views do not reflect the contestants outside of the show.
Yo, 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 it's Salam Nerds. My name is Lee, a.k.a. Watch the Lee, and I'm here with my boy, Jack.
We drop live episodes on YouTube on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. All episodes can also be found everywhere podcasts are found. Thank you to all our supporters. Please help us by subscribing and leaving a good review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Yo, 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 Salam Nerds. This is your boy Neebs, a.k.a. Watch with Neebs, and I'm here with my co-host Jazz, a.k.a. DJ Rave.
DJ Rave.
It's a rave, bro. It's a rave.
Why do I feel like there's an actual DJ Rave somewhere?
It's probably the DJ Rave.
Right.
I wouldn't put it past it. But welcome back to all of our listeners. I know we haven't had an episode in a while because there haven't been a lot of shows happening for a while. There's a lot of shows going on break. So there's no more Marvel stuff. And we're trying to figure out what else we could, you know, introduce you guys to. So we will be having an episode about Squid Game coming out on Tuesday. So, or Monday. I think we're doing an episode Monday about Squid Game.
Make it Tuesday.
Maybe Tuesday. I'm not sure.
No, Monday night. I'm busy, busy.
Oh, okay. So we got to make sure we change that. Fair. And then we also have the Godzilla movie. So you and me have to go and check out the Godzilla movie.
Dude, I have heard nothing but good things about it.
I know, me yeah. too. So there's not a lot of stuff going on. So we're going to, you know, after this episode, there's no more reality TV shows. There's no more Marvel shows. There's no more Prime shows. So I don't know. Maybe we go on a break. Maybe we take a few weeks off. I don't know. We'll see what we're going to do. But we'll still do our Salam Weekly. I feel like let's keep Salam Weekly going at the very least.
Yeah, we can do that.
We can do that. Just come in here, talk the shit, you know, talk about random stuff. If you want to be a guest on Salam Weekly, let us know. Hit us up. Whatever you want to talk about. Brown Boy Wonder is in the comments. Said he's going to go watch Zilla tomorrow. All right, man. Awesome. So you'll be one of the first people that will be able to come and, you know, talk about it with us on the podcast. In fact, you're more than welcome to come on the show if you like. I'm about that. But before we start talking about cool shit, we got to talk about the Bachelor in Paradise finale. Bro, this has been the most boring season ever. And I think, like, I needed to see the Golden Bachelor in contrast to this to understand how boring this season was. Because maybe we've just been gaslighting ourselves for years thinking this is an entertaining show. Because I don't know if this show has actually been entertaining for a while. Because Bachelor in Paradise is the all-star show. So, like, okay, it's better than Bachelor and Bachelorette. Because they take all the rejected people from both those shows and they put them on this show. So you would expect it to be a lot more entertaining, a lot more fun. But it's really just like a bunch of redemption arcs for people who are horrible on the show. Like Brayden got to look good. Rachel got to look good. Like, I don't know. Like, I didn't love it. I didn't love this season.
I don't blame you because, like, from what I can tell about this season, like, there's, like, what, two couples who actually want to be there and want to be together, and then everybody else is just, like, you know, just stringing each other along just for more clout or something?
Well, surprisingly, things don't exactly end up that way. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. It is a little surprising. But this episode was, I guess maybe it's because it's the last episode. So the last episode is really boring because people are either breaking up or trying to make it work. And we can see all the breakups coming like a mile away. So let's get into it. This episode starts off with Mercedes and Jess. Their men have left. So they kind of dipped them. So they're kind of like talking to new guys now. And they're trying to figure out what they should do. Now, Kat is with John Henry. And they get a one-on-one date. So they get to go out on a date. Now, this was really interesting because it does feel like Kat's been a horrible person this entire show. She's been trashed. Like, homie hopping, just saying mean things about people, just being so like high maintenance. So she's not coming off great on this show. But they give her this one-on-one so she can have a redemption arc. And we find out some things about her. And I actually do feel really bad for her a little bit. We found out she does not have a great relationship with her family. She actually grew up in a group home.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Which, like, I do really feel bad for her, but it's not an excuse to treat people like shit, right? And she's been going out treating people like shit. But, like, so at one point, you're kind of like, oh, man, I feel really bad for her. But then the other is like, that's not an excuse. Like, everyone's got their shit, right? And you still need to be a good human being. Like, yeah, I get that you've had it rough, but, like, still. And then she talked about, like, how her family is a huge family, and there's only one successful marriage. Every single other marriage has ended in divorce, and her dad has actually had four wives. And I was like, jeez. Like, four wives? Is he Muslim?
I was wondering where you're going to go with that. I was like, wait a second. That I know where you're going with this.
I didn't make that up. She said four. Four is the number that she chose. I didn't make that up. That just happened to line up correctly. But yeah, you know, they talk about being exclusive. They go on a kayak and they're making out. They won't show Kat's bottom half, apparently, because her bikini was too scandalous. So, like, they have a big, giant black box. So that was that. But it's so weird because they just got together and they're, like, super exclusive. And they're talking about how they might get engaged. And I was like, first she was with Brayden, then she was with Tanner. And now she's with this guy. So she's like been hopping around and she's got this guy at the very end. They couldn't have been together more than a couple of weeks, but they're talking about getting engaged.
All right, then.
So that was interesting. So at this point, Jess and Blake broke up. So she gave her rose to Tanner. And then her and Tanner are trying to figure out if they want to be together. So Tanner's kind of like, what do you want to do? Do you want to leave here together? And Jess kind of says, no, I need to work on myself. I need to choose me. Just such a freaking... ever since that episode of Grey's Anatomy, like, I hate that line. I need to choose me. Like, oh, God. It's so cheesy.
Who hurt you? Who hurt you?
I you know who hurt me? Grey's Anatomy. I hate that show. There's two lines that everybody uses from Grey's Anatomy. You're my person. And then I have to choose me. These two lines from Grey's Anatomy have become ingrained in pop culture, and they are so cringe to me. I hate them. And everybody knows I hate Grey's Anatomy because Grey's Anatomy stole their storylines and stuff from Scrubs. And because of that, Scrubs got almost canceled a couple of times because Grey's Anatomy was stealing all their storylines. So I have a personal vendetta against Grey's Anatomy.
Okay. Makes sense.
I hate Grey's Anatomy. I don't mind Shonda Rhimes. I don't mind her other shows, that how to Get Away with Murder and Bridgerton. She's all right. I fuck with Shonda Rhimes, but Grey's Anatomy is terrible. I hate it, and I will avenge Scrubs to the death of me.
Okay.
All right. All right. So then there's Eliza and Aaron. So they've been together for like pretty early on, probably like since the second episode they've been together. And they've been talking about possibly getting engaged. And out of all the couples, I feel like they're probably going to get engaged. Like they seem the most strong. They seem like a solid couple. So I'm very, very all happy right. with them. Then the next one, so Jess ends up leaving. She goes, she has to choose me. She ends up leaving. The next one becomes Avon and Kaylee. They were also, Kaylee or Kylie? I think Kylee. They were also together really early on. So Kylie dated Will. Then she dumped him for Avon. And we all know that she was waiting for Avon the whole time because apparently he liked her photo. So she was super into him. They got together. They've been together for the whole time. So Avon does not want to get engaged, but he wants to leave with her. So he wants to stay a couple, but he doesn't want to get engaged. So Kaylee's like, what the fuck? I want to get engaged. That's the main reason I'm here. That's the main reason we're all here. And she was like, I went on my season of the show with Zach because I wanted to get engaged at the end. And you were on the same season with Rachel. And you were going to get engaged to Rachel. You had planned to get engaged to Rachel before she rejected you. You were planning to go to the fantasy suites with Rachel before she rejected you, right? So she's like, you had all the intentions to get engaged to Rachel and you spent less time with her. You spent way more time with me and you're not sure. What the fuck is this?
Yeah, I get where she's coming from. Like, I know you can't force an engagement or like go faster.
Yeah.
But, you know, homie, like, come on now.
Right? So like the truth is he probably wasn't going to get engaged to Rachel. He was probably bullshitting just to be on the show. Mm-hmm. And then he got on this show and he's like, all right, cool, more airtime. I don't think he ever had any intentions to get engaged, period. I don't think he's done playing the field. I don't think he has any intentions at all.
Yep.
And Kaylee was like, came in there was like, okay, I'm going on a show where everybody wants to get engaged, so I'm going to leave here engaged. And she was with this guy from the beginning. They spent the most amount of time together than anyone else on the beach. So if anyone should be getting engaged, it should be them two. So it makes perfect sense in her mind that they would get engaged based on the realities of what's happening on the show. In real life, yeah, it makes sense. You don't go to the beach and spend a few weeks with a guy and get engaged. Sure, I get that, right? But in the context of the show, it makes sense to get engaged at the end of the show, especially since you spend more time than almost anyone else on the show.
Yep.
So that's my theory. All right. So, yeah. And then what happened is, I believe, two people come down on the show and they're like, hey, we got matched up on the show. We got engaged on the show. And we're proof that everything works. And it was Kenny and Mari. Mari was a... She was Miss Puerto Rico. She's very pretty, very okay. nice. Yeah, super hot. And this guy named Kenny, who was a boy band manager / like porn star.
Wow.
Wait, no, that's not true. He wasn't a porn star. He was a Chippendale dancer, I think. But like fully nude.
What's the difference?
I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know. Semantics. I don't know. But they show up and they're like, we're actually going to get married right now, today on the show, which is all bullshit because I think they're already married and they're doing like a fake ceremony for the show because none of their family's there. None of the people they know are there. It's just the guests from the show. So I think they're just doing like a fake ceremony.
Yeah, I believe that. If your family's not there, it's not real.
Right. And then they bring back Blake. So Blake comes back. Blake. who Jess dumped. Or like her and Jess, like basically Blake and Jess broke up. But they bring him back because Kenny was on his season and he wants him there.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Wait, Kenny?
Yeah, the guy who's marrying.
He wants Blake there?
Yeah, because apparently they were on their season. He was like, hey, he's my friend. I want him there. So they brought him back.
Yes. Okay, sure.
So I guess he was just chilling there in the hotel for a few days. And then they were like, okay, we're bringing you back.
Yeah, like, that's just so bizarre. Like, I mean, get you want your friends there. But like,
yeah,
it's just kind of funny. Like in the context of The Bachelor, right, bringing one guy back just for this, like, it seems more like he just wants more airtime, and then he asked a friend for a favor, and then they did this.
Could be. I could see that. So they do the wedding, and the wedding gets everybody in their feels, and everyone's like, I want to get engaged too. I also want to be engaged. So I guess it's like they're trying to like psychologically set all these people up to get engaged, because like we too can have this like happy marriage and more airtime and more followers.
Whatever works, right?
Whatever works, right? Also, I don't even know if followers are worth it. I have tons of followers, and like, I don't know. I don't make the most of it, so I don't know. It's weird. I feel like followers for a girl, it's great because you get a lot of brand deals. For guys, it's like, whatever. I was offered last week a shaving kit, so I was like, oh, cool. I'll take it.
Who was it? Dollar Shave Club or Harry's?
No, some Japanese company.
Even better.
That I never heard of. Yeah. All right. So Blake comes back, and they end up having a rave as the after party for the wedding.
Yo, well, I'm actually always down for that. And here's why.
Why?
When my sister got married, right?
Yeah.
We didn't really consider it a wedding.
Yeah.
We considered it a music festival for 3 days where two people got married somewhere in between. And it was so much fun. So, you know what? I respect a rave after party for a wedding. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah. Everyone was in their rave outfits, and they were having a bunch of good times, and they were dancing. Everyone was getting their groove on. It was cool. But then the next day, motherfuckers got to break up. People got to figure out what they want to do. So Mercedes and Jess decided to break up with the guys that they're with. They end things. And then, you know, we didn't get an engagement with any of them. So
wow.
With any of the other people that are on the show. But
wow.
Kylie and Evan decided to leave together. They had a talk, and she's like, he basically said, okay, question. If we don't get engaged, are we done? He kind of just
good question.
Asked her. And she was like, no, I'm not ready to walk away from you. So he's like, good. All right. So we're not getting engaged.
All right, then.
So they basically like walk off, and they walk off together, and no engagement. But they,
that's
but
actually
they left.
Healthy. Like,
yeah,
I'm
guess.
Okay with that.
I guess.
Yeah, it sounds boring that they didn't get engaged, but like, hey, like, let people go at their own pace. If they're both at least into each other, they found each other. Good. I hope it works out for the best.
A possibility they could work out. It's a strong possibility. They did say they got into the van, and they're like, ew, it smells in here. And I was like, what the hell is going on in this van that it smells so bad? Yeah, that was kind of funny. Then this guy named Peter, he was with this one girl from Canada who nobody knew. They break up, no one cares. Olivia and Michael are together. This was a surprise. Apparently, he was acting like he really liked her. He was really into her. But when it came down to like, hey, what are we going to do? Are we going to stay together? Are we going to propose? He was like, no. And they break up, and Olivia leaves him. That, like, I'm not too surprised at that one. I feel like the guy came on strong, and I feel like he was kind of lying. But also, like, they haven't been together as long as some of the other people. So, but, like, he really made it look like he was super into her. But I don't think he was. I think he was just into her for the show.
Mm, gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. So, Olivia and Michael broke up. Then we got Eliza and Aaron. So, they seem to be having a great time. They go on this date. I think they do some kind of, like, yoga or something on this, like, weird date. And they have an overnight and they wake up the next day, they're smiling, they're super into each other, and they're like, okay, I think they're gonna do it. So that's where their story ends. So what happens is next day we see them. She's in this white dress, she's all dressed up.
Ooh.
Aaron shows up, he gets on one knees, he proposes, they're engaged.
Oh, yay!
So our first couple got engaged, and it's a black couple too, which doesn't happen often on these shows. And I think there has never been a black couple who actually, like, got engaged and married on this show.
First time for everything.
Yeah, yeah. I think there was a couple that got together last season, or maybe like the season before, but they unfortunately ended up breaking up. So I hope Aaron and Eliza can make it. I'm rooting mm-hmm. for them.
Yeah, I'm rooting for them too.
Yeah. Then we got Kat and John Henry. And I'm like, these people have just been together, but somehow they're like, yeah, we're going to go on the overnight date. So they go on their overnight date, seem to have a really good time. And then they separate, and like, I'm like, there's no way they're gonna get engaged. They barely know each other, and they're so different. Like, John Henry is like this blue collar guy who doesn't know anything. He doesn't know where retinol is. He doesn't know like what eye creams are, and like, she doesn't know like what a mosh pit is, right? So they're like the most completely different people in the world, and I'm like, there's no way these two are going to make it, or they're just going to make
engaged,
it,
for, didn't they?
Or they're going to get engaged for TV. So listen, he goes up to her and tells her, you know, he was like, whenever I get into situations like this, I listen to my gut. And my gut is telling me that it's too soon. But I'm not going to listen to my gut. I'm going to listen to my heart. And then he and then he proposes. He psyched her out.
That's funny.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that was pretty funny too. She totally psyched her out. But they got engaged and they left together. So there are two couples that are engaged.
Okay.
Yeah. So, at the end, though, they kind of share, like, what everyone's kind of going through. So, they were like, Olivia's still looking for somebody to suck her toe. Kylie and Avon are still together. They're going strong. Apparently, though, the strongest couple there seems to be having problems. So, Aaron and Eliza are having problems, but they're working through it. So their engagement is a little rocky.
Still, like, that's normal. Like,
yeah.
Every couple has a rough patch. It's fine.
That's true. But Kat and John Henry are going strong. And, like, they're, like, stronger than ever. I'm just like,
that
what?
That makes sense.
Yeah, what?
Dude,
really?
It makes complete sense. Oh, yeah. Opposites attract. And, like,
they do.
You know, yeah, sure, they got engaged on the spur of the moment, but, like, the more they're together, the more they spend time with each other, you know, love grows. And so it actually makes a lot of sense. Like,
I know. I was like, okay, I guess so. Blake is still out there in the wilderness doing his thing.
In the wilderness.
Yeah. He's like a conservationist. That's his, like, real job. So he's always, like, in Africa and all these other countries, like, with the wildlife. I don't know what they said Peter and Sarah did or Jess, I think. Everyone else had, like, some other things. Rachel was like, she refused to comment. I think she's kind of, like, over the show, doesn't want to do any more stuff. So they were kind of doing, like, a little, like, where are they now kind of thing. And she was like, no, I'm good. I don't want to do it. So, yeah, man, that's the end of this season. So the villain of this season, Kat, ends up getting engaged with somebody who who's the complete opposite of her, and they're happily engaged.
Good for them.
Yeah. And the couple who we thought was going to easily make it, which was Avon and Kylie, are still together, but not engaged. So that's fine too.
Good for them. Yeah.
So okay. it was a wild ride. And then Brayden, they were like, where are they now? Brayden actually got stranded on a boat. Like their boat got capsized and they had to get saved by I don't know, what are those things called? Like the police marines?
Coast Guard?
The Coast Guard. Did I call them police marines? I've been watching too much One Piece. Police Marines.
The Coast Guard.
The Coast Guard. Yeah, they had to get rescued by the Coast Guard. They were like floating, treading in water for like hours, and they had to get rescued. Their boat, like something happened to it.
Yeah, that happens. Ocean's scary.
Ocean is scary, bro. Ocean's mad scary. Mm-hmm. But dude, I think the show's on the decline. Like this season was not that entertaining. The Golden Bachelor was more entertaining than this show. So like, I don't know, man. All of these shows are getting boring now because like I was really not into Love is Blind this season and I'm not really into The Bachelor this season. So like, I don't know. Are they is there not enough drama or are people just way too fake? Like, I don't know what's going on, but something about these shows, they're losing me.
The novelty's gone.
Maybe.
Like how many ways can you slice this and make it entertaining?
But the thing is, like, if you get the right people, it'll always be entertaining because people are unpredictable, man. People are wild. Like, for example, Squid Game. Squid Game is good. It's so good. But it's because the people, man, the people make it entertaining. There's so many characters.
Well, speaking of which, I know we're doing our episode of Squid Game next week, but we may have one of the contestants from Squid Games the week after. So,
yeah,
out there.
That's gonna be fun to talk about. I'm really excited to talk about Squid Games. I don't know. I think you and me need to dive into more reality shows than just dating shows. So I'm super going to. The Squid Game is definitely one that like I was like, whoa, this is really good. Although like isn't this like against the point of Squid Game? like the show was kind of like, hey, this is what capitalism has turned us into. This is what consumerism has turned us into. These like people who, and like these people are also being like vicious against each other for money. And it's kind of like I don't know. It feels weird.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. The guy who's a friend of mine, contestant 371 on Squid Games, you know, he has a really good life. He's chilling. He just went on for fun. So. You know, I don't think he was in it for, like, the money that he needed it. I think he was there for fun. I think a lot of people were there for that.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see.
I don't know. Yo, maybe we should, like, apply. You and me should apply next for the next season. We'll form an alliance. We'll be the Salam Gangs. We'll be the Salamis.
And then somebody stabs both of us in the back before we know it.
With the salami.
Absolutely haram.
I know. That's so funny. All right, we got a lot of stuff to talk about with that reality show, but for The Bachelor, we are done discussing The Bachelor. And like, I think like next season we got to do something else. Like, I think we should, instead of doing an episode right after it airs, maybe like take 2 days after it's there, and then maybe like, you know, see what people are saying. See like what all the drama is. Because sometimes the drama happens a day after. Because like everybody tweets and like, you know, Instagram, then like throw that all the drama. Maybe we'll do that. But I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what's the best way to make the Bachelor episodes more exciting. Because like the Golden Bachelor was fun. But like if you're just doing Bachelor in Paradise or The Bachelor, I don't know if it's going to be as much fun. Because we saw trailers of The Bachelor with Joey and it feels like more of the same, man. There's nothing like crazy exciting.
Exactly. The novelty's gone, man. Like, you can't approach it hoping something different's going to happen. I think if you like The Bachelor, you just got to watch it for knowing what it is.
Yeah.
And then maybe it's entertaining for you. But, like, also at the same time, there's so much other stuff out there. Like,
yeah.
You know, I know you're watching One Piece, man. Like, tell me, how entertaining is that show compared to The Bachelor?
Well, that's apples and oranges, right? That's apples and tangerines.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, from a time perspective, like, would you rather spend your time watching The Bachelor, or would you rather watch this stupid Japanese cartoon about a rubber pirate?
Well, here's the thing, right? Reality TV shows, like, when they're good, they're really good. Like, they're really in, like, pop culture. They're, like, in, like, the space. Like, right now, everyone's talking about Squid Games, right? So, like, when reality shows are popping, they're very topical. Whereas, like, when TV shows are popping, they're not as topical unless they're, like, Game of Thrones, right? Like, no offense, Jazz, but, like, anime isn't, like, the most topical thing. Like, you're not going to just, like, walk into a grocery store and run into a bunch of people talking about anime. Well, maybe.
Well, no, one maybe. But then, okay, fine. Let's just pretend then we didn't do anime. Let's pick any other show. Right?
Let's Loki, right? Like,
yeah.
For something like that, like, yeah, like, cause I'm in that space, but, like, say I go to the office, no one's talking about Loki. Like, if I go to the water cooler at work, no one's talking about Loki. But if I go to the water cooler at work, everyone's talking about Squid Games. So, like, when reality shows are popping, they're really popping. But they burn bright, and then they, like, kind of fizzle out. Like, I feel like the Squid Game is also going to lose its novelty after, like, season 3.
See, yeah, probably. But also, like, when I'm thinking back to when I worked in, like, an actual office, right? We would talk about, like, Marvel shows and whatnot. Like, it was normal for all of us. Like, the whole team would watch it.
Really? Because, like, I feel like when it comes to, like, my corporate office, like, people talk about, like, shows that, like, I don't normally watch. Like, they'll talk about, like, what's the show? I don't know. Like, random movies or documentaries or reality TV shows. Like, I feel like those things are, like, topical. Like, Tiger King, that's a good example. Everybody and their mom was talking about Tiger King. Like, so when reality shows pop off, they really pop off.
Was Tiger King a reality show?
It's a reality documentary show, I guess. I don't know. Carol Baskin. They made songs, like, about her.
Every show, though, like, you know, I feel like it's unfair to say that animes can't have that, just because, like, I feel like every show can have that moment. No matter what it is. I feel like if it's good, people will talk about it.
I feel like there are shows like that. I feel like Game of Thrones is like that. Game of Thrones is like a water cooler show. The Walking Dead used to be a water cooler show. But these were
niche shows initially. Like, Game of Thrones was a very niche thing. Like, you
Succession.
Yeah, Succession is another one. Like, yeah. All these shows are niche shows. You don't talk about them outside of the context of the shows. Like, you don't really hear people talking about sci-fi or fantasy outside of that. Like, yeah, it's not your Tuesday night or Wednesday night show at 7 p.m. But any show that's good will have that.
Yeah. I don't know, but I feel like reality shows, like, burn bright a lot faster than, like, because, like, Game of Thrones took a few seasons for people to get, like, crazy into it, right? Same thing with Walking Dead. Walking Dead, people got into it, like, season 3. But, like, a reality show, like, people love it the first season, and then it kind of just, like, kind of dies. Mm, like, okay. Joe Millionaire was, like, big.
What's Joe Millionaire?
Oh, you never heard of Joe Millionaire?
No.
Bro, Joe Millionaire was, like, the first dating reality show, and it was unhinged. So basically what happened was, there was this guy, he was a construction guy, he worked, like, a job making $20,000 a year, maybe $30,000 a year, whatever, doing construction, right? And what they did was, they, like The Bachelor, they got, like, 30 women to compete for this one guy, but they lied to them. They told them he was a multimillionaire. So they, like, dressed him up, made him refine, and all these girls were trying to get with this millionaire. And then the twist was, he wasn't a millionaire. So at the end, you have to tell the girl the twist, and she has to decide whether she wants to stay with him or not.
Wow.
Yeah, bro. This was like back in like 2003, 2002. It was unhinged. It was the first reality show I ever watched.
I'd like to remind you, in 2002, I was in elementary school.
Yo, shut your mouth. You shut up. All right. But yes, this show was unhinged. And then what happened was he ended up picking like the school teacher. And she was like, oh, I don't care about the money. But it came out much later that he actually wanted to choose the other girl. And he ended up like hooking up with her. I think he got like,
wow, like
he got something from her, apparently. But like the producers wanted him to pick the wholesome teacher. And he picked the wholesome teacher, and she pretended like she didn't care about his money. And they were like so happy that he didn't care about money that they gave them some money. And I don't remember. I think they gave them like 100K for staying together.
Okay.
So they got something out of it.
Hey, man, that's neat. Go on a show, get married, get 100K. Win, yeah. Win, win.
Yeah, we got a comment here. It says a lot of construction workers make over like 80K and the good ones make over 120. Yes. I'm not saying that he was a construction worker. I'm not saying construction workers don't make a lot of money. I'm saying that was the premise of the show. That's the way they presented it.
Yeah.
He was like a, I think he used to like, not a forklift, but like he used to work one of those like machines, like one of those like Caterpillar machines.
Oh, like an excavator or something.
Yeah, like that. So he would work one of those. So that's what he was. And they claimed that he only made like 30K a year or 40K a year or something like that. They claimed he made like very
well. Back then, adjusted for inflation, that probably would be the equivalent of 80 to 120 this year.
That is true, actually.
Yeah, right? Like, that actually probably isn't far off.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, if you think about it that way. Yeah.
Oh my God, 03? Please, I could go to the store, get like, you know, a Reese's, like the 2-pack for like 50 cents. Can't do that anymore nowadays.
Bro, soda used to be 75 cents. I haven't had a soda under $3. Like, I haven't been able to find soda, like a 20-ounce bottle for under $3. When did that happen?
Yeah, that sounds like a New York problem to me.
Oh, really? Yeah. I'll go to a gas station and get a soda bottle, and it's like $3.15. And I was like, the fuck, when did this happen?
Yeah, I got a Gator or a Powerade today for $2 at a gas station. So,
Well. Okay, maybe that's just us.
Yeah, sucks for you.
I know. Oh, well. But yeah, I think we kind of got off track.
What we were did. The show should have ended like 10 minutes ago.
I know. Anyways, guys, thank you for joining our Bachelor recap. Bachelor does not come back until January 22nd, but we will still be doing episodes. We will be doing Salam Weekly, where we just talk about random shit on the weekend, on Sundays. We'll also be doing Echo when that comes back, and then not comes back, but comes out. And we will also do Squid Games and then a few movies here and there.
New Studio Ghibli movie that came out. It's in theaters. I'm watching that tomorrow. There's Napoleon. There's Godzilla.
I don't want to watch Napoleon. I'm like tired of these white people conquering people. Like, fair. Ridley Scott said some things that kind of annoyed me a little bit. So I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. A little revisionist history. What?
Hunger Games?
Oh, we could do Hunger Games. I don't mind doing Hunger Games. Living Hunger Games these Sunday. Days.
Yeah. Right.
We're literally living Hunger Games. Yes, we could do that. If there's anything else you guys want us to cover, let us know, because this is the month to do it, because we're going to be slow in December. We're always slow in December. Mm-hmm. And then people are also off of work and they're not driving and listening to us either. So one of those things. So like, it's fine. You guys are not listening. We're not making content. It evens out.
Yeah, we could use, take a break for a couple of weeks.
I'm also going to try to look for some guests. We're going to try to get some guests on. Now that the actor strike is over, let's try to find some cool guests to have on. Last time we had Sagar on, who broke the internet with us.
Oh my God, that was amazing.
That was insane. 5 million views was insane. I can't believe that happened. But
we got paid.
I think we got paid like $30.
Hey.
Yeah, thanks, Spotify. No, that was cool though. But yes, also I'm gonna have my new computer tomorrow, and I'm gonna set it up, and then we're gonna have like a whole new thing where you guys can be able to see us on TikTok Live also while we're simultaneously on Twitch and YouTube.
I'm hyped too.
You're we're going to the next level, baby.
After 2 years of doing this.
I know, I've been on a little laptop. It's gotten me through some hard times. It's gotten me through fine. There's a few issues. Actually, for the most part, I think most of my issues with not clearing my cache. I think that's where most of my issues, because like when we did the Sagar episode, I definitely needed to clear my cache.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, well. Anyways, guys, thank you for joining us. We will be back every week. We don't know what we'll be discussing, but until next time, Salam, nerds.
Peace.